Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Georgia Jones and I'm your host for this week. Now, this week, Cooper really, really surprised me. So he was in his room playing happily and I was downstairs and he came down and it was only not until the evening that I'd gone back into his room and realised that he had done a full blown declutter tidy. He'd lined up all his teddies, he'd made his bed, he'd dressed up one of his teddies with a hat and a little outfit, and honestly I don't know what it was that made him do it. There was no treat that was happening, he wasn't in trouble. I don't know whether he just thought it would make me happy or whether he sees me being quite into my cleaning and tidiness. And he is going that way too, which leads me into who our next guest is. Ties in very well. So on the podcast today is mum of three, Emily Norris. Now, Emily became well known first on YouTube and then Instagram for her no-nonsense hacks to make life easier and her down-to-earth approach on parenting. She is so fabulous to watch. Her book, Things I Wish I'd Known, My Hacks for a Tidy Home, Happy Kids and a Calmer You, became a bestseller and has earned her the nickname Queen of Mothering Hacks. So hopefully Emily's going to be sharing some of her best tips with us today. Emily, welcome to Mum's the Word. So your book is available to pre-order now, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's out on the 7th of March.
Yes, just before Mother's Day.
Oh, perfect timing.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Yeah, so any dads that are listening or any other partners that are listening and you want to get the mum of the family a nice little present, now they know what to get them.
Yeah, amazing.
And I've got my own copy here.
Yay. Yeah, I tried to make it like a very aesthetically pleasing looking book.
Yes.
Because I really want it to like sit on everyone's shelf or coffee table.
I was just about to say that it's a good coffee table book.
Yes, put a little plant on
top. Yeah, on top of it.
Yeah, we were looking at like really colourful things and I was like, I just really want it to go with my interiors. But obviously, I obviously want people to use it a lot as well. There's so many tips inside it. So yeah. I really hope it will be like a helpful book.
So what does it consist of? Because I actually just looked in it then and I saw a recipe, which I didn't realise
there'd
be recipes in there.
So. Yeah, there's quite a lot in there. So we did like hacks, which sort of I'm best known for on YouTube. And then I did habits as well, because I feel like those like strategies and things you put in place, like your routine, is also so important as a mum, sort of like running your day to day.
Yeah.
But then I sort of was led a little bit by how well the videos do on YouTube, like what people are really searching for. So I included like 25 recipes. I even included like Elf on the Shelf ideas,
right.
You know, like literally whatever people really like to see, I thought I'll include it in the book.
I saw something on your Instagram actually, and it was, I think it was a collaboration you'd done with somebody, but it was printouts that you created. And one of them was printouts of Elf on the Shelf ideas, which next year I shall be finding.
Yeah.
I'll be scrolling back, unless you do it again. So I'll maybe do that.
Yeah.
And finding them, because I didn't know you had that, and I was like, oh my god, I wish I'd have seen Emily's Elf on the Shelf ideas, because honestly that little elf is the bane of my life.
I know,
every
it's
Christmas.
Such a killer. And yeah. Like I make YouTube videos of like ideas, and
great.
The first time I put it out I felt really silly, and then there was like 3 million views like, you know, everyone just needs those ideas. It's quite difficult every day to think of something.
Yeah, this is the thing. And this is why I think you've been so successful with your YouTube channel and Instagram and book, is that it's things that you might think when you're doing them, when you're filming them, who's going to even care how to, I don't know, load a dishwasher correctly or how to like make a fun snack for, you know, the kids on Valentine's Day, which I've seen on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Not stalked you at all. But people love it because the thing is, a lot of the time as a parent, you don't have the time or the energy or the mental capacity to actually think of these ideas.
Yeah.
You're doing it for us.
Yeah, it's almost like the simpler the tip, the better. Mm. Sometimes I think, oh, this is too easy to share. Or you always think your own life's super boring. But then if you were to explain your routine to a friend, they might think, oh, that's actually really interesting. I'm going to try that for dinner. Or I'm going to try doing bath time at that time. Mm. So I think we all think we're boring, but actually the very simple tips that I share are definitely the most loved.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny because you do, like, there was something that got posted a while ago on social media and it was someone making fun of, you know, how when we walk across the road and if a car lets us go across the road, we walk really fast or do a little run just so we look like the best road crosser ever. And like, when you do it, you actually think that to yourself, like, oh my God, I must run across just so I'm a really good girl and I am quick.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't ever say it out loud to anyone. And then when somebody says it on social media, you're like, oh my God,
yes. Oh my gosh, I know. I saw one the other day and it was like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you can throw your iPhone case away, like your box.
Yeah,
and I was like, I've got like three upstairs.
I swear to God, I saw that yesterday, actually. I was like, why is our generation just incapable of throwing the boxes away?
I know, it's so true.
I think we think it adds value to the old
phones. Yeah, like such a nice box. You're like, oh, I don't want to throw it.
Yeah, this could do something.
Yeah.
I said earlier on to you that I think you're the one of the YouTube OGs. I love having the OGs on because I'm like, yeah, well done you guys for creating like such an incredible platform and also sticking to it and continuing it on as a career. So you've got three boys.
Yes.
Ages.
Also, I've got a teenager now.
Oh my gosh.
Officially 13. Yeah. And then I've got a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Right.
So he's closer to Cooper's age.
Yeah. Cooper's six. Yeah.
So
at what point in your parenting journey did you go, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to help other parents out and share tips and hacks?
It was actually, like, looking back, I think I was actually just really lonely and sad on maternity leave.
Yeah.
Because I'd had one child and he was nearly three, and then I'd had another new baby and I was on maternity leave again. All my family live in Canada. That's where I'm originally from. So I didn't sort of have that support system. Mm. I was the first to have a baby out of all my friends, all my family. And all of a sudden, it's like really isolating in those early days.
Yeah.
And then my three-year-old started watching like Peppa Pig and things on YouTube. And then I'd get recommended like pregnancy videos or other mums. And I was like, oh my gosh, I could, you know, do that. It was like a really fun, creative hobby idea. Mm. I didn't tell anyone that I was going to do it. I'd just upload them and not say anything. And then it was literally just so basic in the beginning. I'd literally be like, this is why I'm feeding my baby today. That would be the whole video.
But they were the things, like when I was going through the thick of it, and I agree with you, I felt really, really lonely. Mm. Not quite the same, but all our family are up north.
Yeah, so it is. They're not,
you know, they're 4 hours.
Meet for a coffee.
No, exactly. I can't go, oh, could you just hold the baby whilst I have a half an
shower.
Hour nap or a shower, wash my hair. And yeah, the loneliness. And they are the things you Google, YouTube. You go, what can I feed my baby today?
Yeah.
What purees can I make? What, you know, and you do. And that's why it's so incredible what you do, because it's like a little lifeline for mums that are just, you know, at their low ebbs and tired and need a bit of help.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, some of the comments, people will say, oh, I feel like I've just caught up with a friend. So, you know, when you are stuck at home with your baby, you could almost like watch a video and feel like we've had a chat or, you know. But for me, I think I was also making the content that I needed.
Yeah.
And I think this book is very much like the book I wish I had been given 13 years ago. Because when I was pregnant, I did all this research and reading about the birth alone and none about what I then had to do after that. So I was like clueless.
So true. Like, I read so many books about being pregnant.
Yes.
The first 6 weeks of a newborn baby. And that was about it. And there was nothing on, you might feel a bit shit after you've had a baby.
Yeah.
Or you might not connect to this baby. Or if you need a bit of help with, you know, what to cook them, what they're allowed to eat, all these things, go here. Like, yeah. There was none of that.
No. I really felt like thrown into the deep end. You know, it's almost like you're starting this new job you know nothing about, and you've got to run this business and you don't have a clue. So yeah, so I felt a little bit lost. So I feel like actually I probably made the content I actually needed. So if my baby was teething, I'd research all the products, I'd try them all out, and then I'd like share my findings.
Yeah, sure.
And I'd say, well, this really worked with him, and then people loved it and started following and engaging, and then that community sort of became my support network.
I always say that about mine. Yeah. And it's really nice. I think as long as the correct people follow you and you follow the correct people on social media, I think it can be a really nice place.
Yes.
And it upsets me sometimes when certain people will be talk about it quite negatively. And I'm like, well, you clearly aren't, you know. Yes. Surrounding yourself with the right network.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can just be that supportive community, or I'd sometimes share something that I would feel like, I'm sure I'm the only one that feels like this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 50,000 people be like, oh my gosh, I'm exactly the same. And then you feel so validated in
you
your
do.
Feelings. Mm. But yeah, obviously there are some topics you talk about, like maybe sleep, that, you know, can be very controversial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, everyone's got different opinions on sleep, like co-sleep or not to co-sleep.
Yeah. And everyone's got different babies.
Exactly.
So, they're so different.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I know quite a few people that co-sleep, but that puts the fear of God into me, because number one, I think I'd be far too anxious just to sleep full stop if I had a baby in the bed with me.
Yeah.
But number two, Cooper hated it.
Yeah.
Like, I did try a few times. I was like, oh, come for a little snuggle in the bed with me. We can maybe both fall asleep and have a nap together.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
No.
As long, whilst mummy was there, Cooper was purely playing.
Yeah.
That was it.
Exactly. And like, you just have to do what works for you
exactly,
in your
yeah.
family, and just go with your gut. So I like to think, oh, hopefully some of the, you know, tips or information I'm giving, like, just take it how you know, it's at the end of the day, it's down to you. People can give you advice and you can nod and smile and then just walk away, do what you think, because that's what's gonna work.
Do you ever, because I was thinking this when I was looking at all your stuff, I was like, how is Emily coming up with all these like ideas? Do you ever have like writer's block's not quite the right word, but writer's block for creating?
Yes,
creative block,
definitely. And it's definitely in line with my cycle.
Is it? Interesting.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, do you know what? I need to start paying attention to that, because I wonder what, because sometimes I am literally just brain fog.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have nothing to say.
I'm rubbish. I know nothing. Who do I think I am? Like all of that, the week before my period.
Imposter syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then in those middle 2 weeks, that's when I should bulk film.
Right.
That's when I should be all my creative, like get it all out. So it's funny, I've sort of learned that over the years. Yeah, sometimes I definitely struggle, or I'll think, Do I really know anything? But then again, I think even if I just share my day, people get tips from that, or a little bit of inspiration.
Mm.
Sometimes the videos actually motivate me, because people love these cleaning videos.
Oh my gosh, that is my kryptonite. Honestly, cleaning videos make my mouth water. I watched one of yours and it was the simplest thing that you did. It was basically you put your toilet brush after you clean the toilet to dry off in between the toilet and the toilet lid. And I was like, that's genius.
I love that.
Well, like, why would we never have thought of this? And that's the thing, like, I always feel like when you're tired and your brain's full of everything you've got to do for your children and whatever and work, is that you don't think of the simplest solutions to things.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's like, it makes so much sense. That would be how you could dry off a toilet brush. So there's not all
so you don't get all that
water.
Exactly.
Yeah. In the pot.
Yeah.
I actually just threw my toilet brush away and I scrub now and then throw that away, which is really, really terrible for the environment. so I'm going to be doing that from now on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go purchase a toilet brush after this episode.
Yeah.
And then there was another one, which was brilliant, because when you've got a child, especially of a certain age, when they get like 5+, there's a lot of technology that needs charging.
Yes.
And you have just had your kitchen done, haven't you? And you have a charging drawer.
Yeah, it's like, amazing.
This is just the best thing in the world. So there's plugs in that drawer and then you can plug everything into charge and it's all just hidden away.
Yes, because we've been renovating for 3 years and we had this like beautiful new kitchen, and then every day I would come down and there would be like an iPad charging, a phone, a watch. As they get older, it just gets more.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is driving me insane. And we were having another cupboard built. And so, yeah, we put 2 charging stations. And it's amazing for my laptops, for just anything. And also, you always, like, need charge, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's been such a game changer.
Oh, it's such a great idea. I mean, I love it. But going back to the cleaning videos, like, oh, my gosh. They just make my mouth water. I've just followed another girl. I think she's, like, based in America. Mm. I don't know where she gets... how her house gets so dirty when she does all this cleaning, because her house is filthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's her house, unless she's going around to other people's houses. I'm sure it's her own house.
Yeah.
But honestly, just seeing that transformation, there's something just so therapeutic about it for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is like a large percentage of the population that feel this way.
I think so. Because it's funny, one of my followers, this was 10 years ago, requested an evening routine, like cleaning evening routine,
cleaning.
I was like, how strange. Okay, I'll do it though. Because at that point, you just, you know, your followers have the best ideas.
Yeah.
So I did that and it just blew up.
Literally.
So then the next time I did a morning cleaning routine, just the 5 things I do every morning.
Yeah.
And people just love it. I think it's like, it's so transformational because you see how bad it is and you see how, you know, quickly it's lovely again.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also gives people ideas of products and routines. Like every night before bed, I clean the kitchen sink. And
oh, do you?
Because like for me, I just feel like, right, the kitchen is closed. It's official.
Yes.
Nobody touch anything. And I can now sit on the couch and chill. And especially with the boys now, they're getting older. I have to give them like a good 10-minute warning. You know, all snacks need to be eaten, blah, blah, blah. And just little things like that. So people think, oh, I'm going to do that, or you just get ideas from it. But yeah, people seem to love the cleaning content.
So I struggle with when I've tidied the kitchen, because I do a kitchen reset on an evening. I just feel like then when I come down on a morning, it's a lot more relaxing start to the day, rather than like, oh god, I've got to clean this entire kitchen.
Definitely.
It gets messy so quickly as well, doesn't it? Like, especially with a kid and husband that can't load a dishwasher properly and likes to use every utensil in the kitchen and every surface when he cooks. I mean, hats off to him. He's a cracking cook and he is really the cook. I mean, he did MasterChef, Celebrity MasterChef.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now he is like
head
chef in the kitchen.
Ah.
I lost my confidence. I actually lost my cooking confidence. Confidence. Because he's now so good. I'm like, I just make a good spag bol and that's about it now. But yeah, so I'll reset. But I really struggle if then somebody comes into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Normally Danny, once Coop's gone to bed, makes a mess.
Yeah.
And I find it really hard not to get annoyed.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, this is officially closed
for
the day.
What,
like,
what are you doing?
Don't touch it. Yeah.
Why are you chopping a lemon on the work surface and just leaving it there? And now it's sticky.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
No.
Yeah.
The Motherkind podcast explores how to feel happier, more confident and empowered in your motherhood, even in our world of pressure, judgment and comparison. I'm your host, Zoe Blasky, and every week I speak to an incredible expert to share actionable steps and powerful lessons to living your life as a mother with more joy and unapologetic confidence. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, just search Motherkind.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So out of your videos that you post, what would you say is the kind of topic that goes most like viral, that goes is most popular?
Yeah, I think mum hacks has been a really big one for me. I put my first mum hack video out in 2014, so it's 10 years ago. And straight away, like the views and the comments that people love, just learning like a new nugget of information.
Yeah.
So they do really well. Newborn hacks was a big one. Summer hacks, travel hacks, all of those. Like if I post a video about what I pack in my kids' carry-on, it would have millions of views because people are like,
yeah.
I think you get anxious about travel as well.
Yeah.
So you're like, how can I make this experience a little bit easier? What should I pack? So they'll watch that video.
Yeah.
So those kinds of things do very well. But then also in the early days, like breastfeeding tips and things of that nature. Weaning was a big one.
Yeah.
I think all of those like new stages that are, you know, difficult to navigate or they just want to hear someone else's experience. People love a birth story. All
yeah,
of that does.
A birth story, yeah. Don't they? Do you ever find you get any negativity with any of the stuff you post?
Sometimes, like I said, there's some, you know, controversial things like sleep. With my first son, I really struggled with his sleep. And I think I was a first-time mom. He had a little bit of reflux. Found it very difficult. So I think at 9 months, I decided to go down the self-settling route. But obviously
right.
that,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that can,
you know.
Yeah, bring
yeah.
up a lot of people
yeah.
having opinions on that. Absolutely,
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked for you, right?
Oh, it worked really
yeah,
well. And
yeah.
for me, I was like, oh, I was at breaking point. You know when you're just like deliriously tired?
Yeah, I Googled how long I had left to live.
Oh.
That's how deliriously tired I was. And apparently I had 11 hours, I think it was.
Stop.
Yeah, I was near death.
Because you were literally just not sleeping.
Because I hadn't had any sleep.
Oh,
I hadn't slept.
My God.
Oh, God, Cooper was a bad sleeper.
Yeah, well, so was my first. And part of me thinks, was it me or was it him? Like, because I didn't have a clue what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I was just letting him fall asleep on me and then putting him in. And then he was waking up going, where is she?
Yes.
So it was me. And then obviously with my other two children, I just put them down sleepy but awake.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, life-changing. Whereas with my first, I was getting up every 2 hours and I was just like,
same.
On my knees. So yeah, I think some topics like that, but on the whole, people are pretty nice and supportive.
I think as well, a lot of people kind of went with like the cleaning side of things, because I found myself doing it, of watching something and going, how is our house so clean? And then I catch myself and I'm like, no, you're just jealous because our house is so clean. It's not.
Yeah.
I'm not going, ugh, like, I don't like this person because the house is so clean. I'm just jealous that mine isn't the same.
Yes,
and
definitely.
I haven't thought to do that. Like, and it's interesting, like, I think you've done it and I've seen it on a few other people as well. It's like, just something as simple as doing a drawer a day.
Mm.
You know, clearing out a drawer.
Yes.
Like, on one day. And then you've done that job. And then they eventually add up. But I think it's so easy to get yourself into, like, a bit of a rut where you go, well, there's so much to do, I'm not going to do any of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where to start.
Yeah, it's like really overwhelming. And then you procrastinate.
Yes.
But I loved it this time of year, like where spring cleaning's coming up, to do like a declutter challenge, which is exactly what you just said. So, you know, every day you're going to do one small thing each day. And then at the end of the month, you've accomplished so much.
Yeah.
But you've only dedicated like 10 minutes a day to it.
And that's it. And like literally one shelf in a cupboard would probably only take 10 minutes.
Yes.
I've not got Coop here at the moment, and my thought is that I'm going to clear the attic out.
Oh my gosh, that's like the worst job ever.
Honestly, I have no idea what is up there. Yeah. I mean, I cannot need anything that is in that attic because that has been up there for, I would say, 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But the problem is, and I don't know whether people listening agree, is that when you bring everything out and you're like, oh, right, well, I need to get rid of that, I need to take that to the tip, I need to take that to the charity shop, I need to do all this, then your house suddenly becomes such a mess.
Yeah.
Is you're like, oh, no, I don't want to do it because it is a lot worse before it gets any better, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a huge thing then. Everything's going to be everywhere. Mm. Yeah, you might have to dedicate some time to that. Oh, I hate... The attic is horrible and our garage is awful.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, 1 year for Father's Day, I cleared out the whole garage. My husband went away on a stag do.
Oh,
and
my
I was
gosh.
Like, he's very much like, you know, have you heard about love languages?
Yeah.
His love language is acts of service. So if I was like, buy him a nice gift or cook him and, yeah, I don't know, he just wouldn't care.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm going to clear out the garage. And it was the best gift he'd ever been given, but it took me like 3 days.
That is absolutely incredible. I once did that. I once changed a room into like an actual boy den for Danny.
Oh,
this was
wow.
This was before we had Cooper. Mm, when I had energy and time and
yeah.
And I think it was one of his favorite things I'd ever done.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a bit of an active service person as well.
Yeah.
And do you have any tips for the old attic clear out? Is there anything you would do? Just
have you heard of like Swedish death cleaning?
No.
Well, I heard about this concept and I was like, it's actually such a good idea. So in Sweden, they clean like they're going to die and then their children are going to have to do this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. I mean, slightly morbid, but idea.
I know. It's so morbid, but then it is actually really kind because you're thinking, I don't want my family and friends to have to do this. So I literally just need to get rid of everything that they're going to have to get rid of.
Yeah, that they're going to look at and go, like, literally, why did mum keep this?
Yeah, I don't need your, like, art GCSE paintings. Like, or whatever in the loft.
That's so funny. One of my friends showed me all their art GCSE paintings yesterday.
Oh, stop. That's so funny.
And he was showing me them really proud. He's like, this is really good, isn't it? I was like,
mm-hmm. Frame it.
Yeah, you know, he went, I think I'm going to frame this one. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you're definitely not going to get a girlfriend if you do that, but okay.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you could almost think of it that way. That's what came to mind when you said, you know, how am I going to clean this out?
Okay. That's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's how I'm going to do it. Thanks, Emily. Really appreciate that. I just was wondering how you balance the online stuff of, you know, all the hacks and everything with parenting. Do you ever get that crossover where your kids are like, Mum, I don't want to, can't be bothered to be in a video. I don't want to do this. Or because I get it now.
Yeah, well, it's funny because obviously I started when they were very little. So in a way, they actually don't really know that difference. Mm. It's kind of like been since birth for my second and third.
Yeah.
So me having a camera in my hand is very natural for them. But I always have been quite mindful that I want the channel to be more me than them, because about 5 years ago, all these family channels were blowing up on YouTube, and I probably, you know, could have gone the family route and it been, you know, a big success. But I just knew that one day, you know, I'm going to have teenagers. I do have one now. They might turn around and be like, I don't want to be in your silly video.
Yeah,
or, you know, it's embarrassing then. So I've tried to always keep it very much about me in front of the camera. And then if it's a holiday vlog or a day in the life, they might, it's actually at the point where I need to stop them so much being on the camera. They just love it.
I love that when they go through that stage of just wanting to be on the camera and you're like, actually, you're not in this bit. I don't want you in this bit.
Yeah, like my youngest, he tells everyone he's a YouTuber.
Gosh, that's adorable.
I suppose he is, but they love it at the moment. But I've always had the idea that, you know, maybe they won't love it forever.
So I think, like, go for it whilst they're still enjoying it. Just do it.
Yeah.
And we've not really touched on kind of your parenting journey.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, having three boys is full on. You're a boy mum.
Yeah,
they are boisterous, to say the least, especially when there's three of them.
Yes.
How's your journey been? Have you found it tricky or easy?
I've always been quite a maternal person. Like, even when I was young, you know, I would always knew that I wanted to be a mum. Like, I would have found out on our first date if Matt was interested in having kids, I'm sure.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was like my top priority. Yeah. So I was always like so excited to be a parent, but then obviously being a parent is completely different. And like you say, three boys is really full on. Like, they've just got so much energy. So many people say to me that if they have girls, go, oh, you're so lucky, boys are so much easier. And I look around and I think, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, one's on the kitchen island, yeah. One's like one's hanging off the headlock. Chandelier. Yeah, you're like, yeah. Really? But then in a way, I think they can be quite simple creatures in that, like, you know, if my kids are fed and they've been outside for like a really long run around, they're pretty happy.
Yeah.
But I think early on I found routines because it was a way for me, like, clawing back a little bit of control. So I found the early days of motherhood like quite difficult. But then as soon as I started a routine, I just felt better that I knew what was going on. My baby was happier. So yeah, routines for me really did help. I know that's not for everyone, but for me, I was like, I just need, you know, I went from being like a bit of an organized person to life just being so chaotic.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, you have to really lower your expectations.
I think we were very similar in that sense, because I'm the same. Like, everything had a place in my home prior to having a child. And I always knew where everything was. Everything was always like spotless. And I remember all my friends and family saying, George, you know, it's not, like, this is going to be tricky when you have a baby. You're going to be doing like 7 rounds of washing a day. There's going to be stuff everywhere. And I was like, no, it won't. I will. Everything will have its place. Everything will have its order. And then I had Cooper and I was like, okay, this
yeah.
is. And actually, I found it quite difficult to be out of control in that way.
Yes, so did I. Yeah. And I did everything to try and prep for that. Like, I had meals in the freezer and things like that. But you can't imagine how much it's going to completely change everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think for me at the beginning, it was quite difficult. And I was sort of like seeking that perfection. Like, if friends would come over to see the new baby, I would be like up making the tea and getting the biscuits and like trying to, you know, everything great. And then when I had my second and third, I was like, you know what? If there's a massive pile of clean laundry in the laundry room that I'm choosing my clothes from every day, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather.
I think that's it as well. It's like the, you know, the way you look to everybody else. Because if you've been a certain way, and I felt the same as you, is that if you've been a certain way and everyone, you almost feel like everyone expects that to be the way you're going to be. So I felt so much pressure. And also, like, I hated it when someone would come around to my house and it wasn't how they've always seen it.
Totally.
It wasn't how they always expect it and how Georgia has her house and that's how it's always been.
Yes.
And I really struggled with that. And I almost didn't want people to come around. I was like, they're going to see the imperfect me. But actually, I've done a lot of work on this in therapy because I've got this, like, child mentality of wanting to keep things like perfect.
Yes.
You know, like a perfect little house and everything's neat and everything's tidy.
Mm-hmm.
When actually, when you become a parent, or even if you're not a parent, just life sometimes when you're busy, you can't. You can't be that perfect person all the time.
Totally.
But you can do things that might help, which are in your book.
Yes. So these are like the strategies and things that I've put in place that have actually made a difference or helped. So, like, you know, meal planning, meal prepping, batch cooking, all those. There's just ideas in there that you can try. But definitely when I became a mom, I actually didn't feel better until I lowered my standards, until I was like, do you know what? You know, for the next 10 years, I am not going to have a very clean house. And actually now we're kind of on the other side of it. We sold our big, ugly grey couch recently and we've got a cream couch. And I actually cried so much when we lost that horrible, there's probably things growing on it, but that horrible, that horrible couch. Because I was like, this is literally the end of, you know, the very young years. Like, it's done. I have a beautiful cream sofa and I'm just sad about it now.
I totally understand that. You know, we're similar. We've got like this awful leather sofa. And you know when you've had something for so long, the bit you sit on is a completely different colour to the bit that isn't ever seen to the world. Like the underneath of the cushion. I'm like, wow, is that the colour my sofa used to be? And like there's water stains and everything. But I'm quite attached to it.
Yes.
Because like all these little stains have been made, well, hopefully all of them, some of them maybe not, made by Cooper.
Yeah.
Like they were from, you know, him sitting on there with his water and it's leaked, or like having a snack and he smudged it into the sofa. And which, God, before I had it, if somebody said to me, I'm going to put a child on your sofa and he's going to leak water on it and he's also going to potentially eat some food on there, there'll be crumbs. Yeah. I would have been like, absolutely not. I will not allow that in my house. And now I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Exactly the same.
Anything for an easy life sometimes. And then, like, you know, when they're poorly.
Yeah, you just want to cuddle.
Yeah, and you're like, do you know what? You sit on that sofa.
Yeah, have some toast.
Yeah,
it's fine.
And if all you can manage today is toast on a sofa, I'll let you have that.
Yeah.
So just to go back to your book a little bit more, is there like chapters on different things then?
Yes. So like I said, I sort of looked through my YouTube channel. I was like, what do people really love and what do they search? So there's a chapter on home hacks. There's a chapter on food, meal planning, recipes, that kind of thing. There's things for school-age children, for babies, a lot on travel. Yes. There's like checklists, so you could just easily, you know, pick it up off the shelf and be like, what should I actually pack for our holiday?
That's great.
All in there. Christmas hacks, there's literally so much. But at first, it was going to be very much just a mum hacks book. But then I was like, actually, the habits side of things is as important because they're the things that you can use every day that can actually just make your life a little bit easier. Like we were saying about, it takes you 5 minutes to clear out a drawer. Like I've put in like the 5 minute rule, or, you know, the one touch method, things like that that just might stick in your head. And when you're going about your day to day, you might think, oh, I'm going to, you know, do that thing that Emily said.
Yeah, but totally, like, I actually cannot wait to read it.
Oh,
I'm so excited because I'm going to start reading it on my tube journey home. Oh. Because what I normally do is just scroll on my phone. I always think to myself, I must bring a book in my bag with me.
Yeah.
And now I've got one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to start reading this. I can't wait, and I'll let everybody know what I think.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's wonderful. So for anybody that would like to purchase this, where can, I know it's pre-order, so where do we go?
Yeah, so it's on Amazon, Waterstones, and the bookshop, I think. So yeah, it's available in all those places. I'm actually doing a signing as well.
Oh, are you?
In Lakeside. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so excited.
That's amazing.
I know. And there's a few tickets left. So,
and when's that?
That is the 9th of March.
9th of March.
So right before Mother's Day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be queues coming out of the shop.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I reckon there will be.
We're selling tickets because I was like, I just need to know someone's coming.
Yeah, I just need to be aware that someone's going to come. Oh my God, the most devastating thing if nobody turned up.
I know.
It would just be so bad.
I know.
But well done you. Well done for putting all your amazing knowledge on all of this and all these hacks into a book for
thank
people.
Thank you so much.
And it's lovely that you have used your knowledge to help other mums. Yeah. And I wish I'd have known that this book was coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish it had come out when I was in my early days of parenting, but hey, I'm sure there's stuff that I can use now in six-year-old age of parenting.
Yes, there's so much like homework,
great.
Meals.
Oh, great, homework. That's another story.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emily, thank you so much for coming on. It has been wonderful talking to you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.